Insights, a podcast by Pharma.ero.
Welcome everyone to this podcast series of Pharma.ero. I just want to concentrate today really on the importance of sustainability when we look at pharma logistics. Recently we have finished our first project, GAPL project, which stands for Green Air Pharma Lane project. We have concluded some important takeaways and probably we will continue with this project further with different spin-off projects. Today I have with me in the room JC Yip, Vice President Cargo Business Division of Changi Airport Group, and Walter Soriano, Senior Manager Sustainability and Market Intelligence for Global Logistics and Network Services of Pfizer. Welcome in the podcast. Looking first at you, JC, how important is it for an airport community to further investigate and install a true sustainability awareness policy? An airport is working with many stakeholders. They all have their own sustainability program. So how can an airport help to assist in creating an airport sustainability vision? How do you do this?
First and foremost, hello, Frank. I think good to be in the podcast, I mean, alongside with Walter. And to your question, I think undoubtedly decarbonizing aviation as well as air cargo requires collective efforts across the value chain. I think if you look from an air hub perspective, aviation authorities and airport authorities, right, we are in a way natural conductors and orchestrators in setting out a common vision for the community, setting out a common target, as well as a concrete action plan. So maybe just to share, earlier in February this year, our Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore, after much consultations with different industry stakeholders and of course the key aviation partners, Singapore has actually launched our Sustainable Air Hub Blueprint. Now, so in this blueprint, it was very clear that there were concrete action plans for three domains, right? Not just at Changi Airport, but also the hub carriers, as well as the air traffic management. And in this blueprint, it was set up all the concrete action plans where collectively all parties can work together to achieve the common target that we have set for ourselves. I do believe that this blueprint is a very good foundation, a very good premise, actually in developing green lanes with other like-minded airports. And this would then actually help to support multiple sectors and verticals, not just for pharmaceutical and life sciences sectors, but also, you know, other industries as well.
Walter, how do you see the industry and the efforts that's been taken right now?
Let me first thank you, Frank and JC. Also, it's a pleasure being here and sharing this podcast. So to your question, Frank, I believe that the efforts that the industry is putting on reducing emissions needs to be seen as an end-to-end practice, right? From our perspective, we believe in partnerships with all different stakeholders in order to achieve the objective. In our experience, what we could see is that by trying sometimes to optimize sub-processes, you can get into trouble. So it is really good to first have the full visibility and then engage with the key stakeholders. And in this case, airports, as JC was mentioning, are a key element for our air shipments. So the industry obviously will try to start transporting goods in a more green way, to say it in a way, reducing emissions. But life science, I'm daring to say that life science will always have a component of air shipments. It can be a big, small, it can become bigger or lesser over time, right? But it will always have this component. So it's crucial to have a key component for those transportations on board and rowing in the same direction.
Thank you for that. You're also part of the project, and based on our project, we actually have this podcast. So looking at the GAPL project, we came across what we later called the Lane Sustainability Readiness Index. How can it assist in future policies to get air supply chain greener, but very particular, how can we as an industry assist the life science industry, so Pfizer in this case, achieving greener and sustainable air logistics?
I think when we first started out this project, when we were trying to scope up the objective and then the outcome that we wish to achieve for this project. I think one interesting fact is that, you know, while the life science industry, the mission and the motto is to save life, the industry in itself is also a major contributor of carbon emissions. And when we first study the breakdown of scope 1, 2 and 3 emissions for the life science manufacturers, we realized that, you know, I mean, it's quite common across the different industry. Scope 3 emissions actually had a very large share. I think on average it's beyond 70% of total emissions, right? And as we know, scope 3 includes upstream and downstream transportation and distribution activities. There is an urgent call by the pharma and life science industry to quickly reduce scope 3 emissions and, more importantly, work with their logistics partners. In the work package 1 of this particular project, we actually interviewed different pharma shippers, logistics partners, and even the airlines themselves. So one of the insights that we actually derived, maybe Walter, you can also chime in later on, is that the different stakeholders, in a way, to a certain extent, already have accessibility to pre and post flight emissions. But of course, whether how accurate those data is, I think it's still debatable. But in a sense, they do have such data. But the flight emission data in itself is not sufficient to actually help pharma shippers to actually assess and to track the sustainability, readiness and performance of a lane, and to even encourage the different stakeholders to quickly advance their sustainability efforts and also to drive continuous improvements. So it's with this objective in mind, the project team actually developed the Lane Sustainability Readiness Index, or we call the LSRI for short. The main goal is really to support the industry in assessing the sustainability readiness and performance of an airport-to-airport lane. And to that end, we have actually identified 3 key dimensions or domains, right? Of course, the airport itself is very important, both the origin as well as the destination airport, the airlines that is flying the cargo, as well as the ground handlers, right, that is serving the airlines at both the origin and destination airport. And in each dimension, we have carefully evaluated 6 leading indicators that can give us, you know, the assessment of the lane sustainability performance. And some of these leading indicators even have several sub-indicators. What the team actually envisioned is that we see a few key applications for the LSRI, I mean, just to name 4 of them. Firstly, with the conclusion of this project, we do hope that the LSRI is able to help the users in the value chain to start tracking improvement against an internal target that not just they set for themselves, but also to their logistics partner. We hope that it can actually help them to compare different air transport options on a particular lane. We also hope that it can help them to select the right transit hub or the transit airport. Because if you look at the origin to destination, I mean, not all lanes have direct non-stop flights, and there are various transit options on the table. So how do you assess which hub or which particular indirect lane is greener than the other? And last but not least, we also hope through this index, it will help the users to include a sustainability component when they are qualifying the lane or when they are qualifying their partners.
Walter, how do you value this when you hear what JCT is explaining on the project? And we came across this. So what do you think as a pharmaceutical manufacturer?
Well, JC is mentioning key elements that obviously will guide us to take a decision at some point in time. Now, we as manufacturers or as customers, depending how you see us, we have a role there. And our role is also to send signals out there. If this index is put in place at the right level and it's something that's standardized, we have the role to actionate on it and share our preferences, right? This means that some lanes will be preferable routes or preferable lanes for us because we are looking for something more sustainable. And that's what I meant, that we need to go hand in hand by that in this topic. And sustainability is an example that I believe the industry has never experienced before. And is we need to collaborate all together, because in the end, what we want is reducing emissions overall. That's the right thing to do, right? Now, with this index in place, I would like also to bring a fact that it's key to have this index, and at the same time, it's key to roll it out in order to have the information available for a significant amount of lanes. So I think that's something that needs to come, probably are the next steps. How we see this index as customers is great. The need for standardized information, the need for rankings, and in the end, decision-making metrics are going to help us in a volatile and agile environment to take better decisions faster.
Actually, Walter, if I may actually ask the questions, right? For Pfizer as well as, are you also seeing an increasing trend in the life science industry where when it comes to lane and partners qualification, sustainability is becoming an evaluation criterion?
I can tell you that for a fact. As I was mentioning in the beginning, we are aiming to achieve our objectives by partnering with our key suppliers. And this means that we are obviously sending the right signals to all our key suppliers, and we are trying to bring them on board, because sustainability is becoming a key element for enhancing our relationships with those service providers. And that's how we see that we will achieve our objective. So it is becoming a major attribute for us at procurement events. It is becoming something that we are already tracking on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, in order to also report our performance. We need to make sure that our service providers are performing as they claim, right? So yeah, indeed, this is something we are taking very seriously in different aspects.
When it comes to scope 3 emissions, has Pfizer itself set the target?
Yes, actually, we are aiming to be net zero by 2040. And how we see and the targets that we have are very ambitious. So for 2025, we are aiming for a 10% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions associated to what you were mentioning, upstream distribution emissions. We're aiming for 25% reduction in business travel related emissions. And also, and this is where I was going with the partnership model, by 2025, we're aiming to have 64% of our suppliers by spend submitting science-based targets. So we are sure we are on the same path. I mean, we are obviously focused on scope 3 at the moment because of your questions, but we are also aiming to purchase 80% of our electricity from renewable sources. So that by 2025. By 2040, we want to reduce 95% of our scope 1 and scope 2 emissions and 90% of our scope 3 greenhouse gas emissions.
I must say that that's a very remarkable target that they have set for themselves.
Definitely. And well, I have two very significant people with me here in the podcast, because Changi Airport Group was one of the founding members of Pharma.Aero when we started, and Pfizer has been there from the very beginning as a very supportive life science manufacturing, being part of our General Assembly and strategically supporting. So that's my question to both of you. We started the sustainability project because we thought there is definitely a need for it. But what can be our future role as a neutral platform, Pharma.Aero, to further assist, build, and even enlarge our sustainability ambition? Walter.
Well, Frank, I think the role is crucial there. When this sustainability journey started, you could see that everybody is looking to measure CO2 emissions, but there are different ways to measure, right? At the beginning, we were a little bit overwhelmed and we were trying to figure out what's the right path to even start measuring CO2 emissions. And where I'm going is that in sustainability, it is crucial to find platforms or independent entities that start developing worldwide standards that can be adopted and can be recognized by the industry. And that will definitely not only make things easier, but will also help us talk the same language. That I believe that at some point in time is an important thing to consider. So these collaborative platforms to me and to the organizations are key to drive the right conversation, to bring everybody together in the same table, to create the space for this kind of conversations where our aim is definitely reducing greenhouse gas emissions and we can forget a little bit about all other topics in the industry and we are here just for the same purpose. I think that the role of these kind of platforms is already very important and will become even more important through time.
JC.
I think I may sound like a broken record here, but I just can't help but keep emphasizing that when it comes to decarbonizing the entire aviation and air transportation, it really requires a multi-stakeholder and a multi-dimensional approach. And to this end, industry collaboration is definitely very essential. Pharma.aero is an international as well as a multidisciplinary organization, right? We represent the industry, not just the manufacturers, but the airlines, the freight forwarders, the logistics partners, solution providers, and of course, airports. And Pharma.aero has an important role to play as an international organization. I do believe that it can be a pathfinder. It can be a convener for collaborations and partnerships, not just to help to build new knowledge for the industry, but also to catalyze certain innovation as well as new ideas. I remember when we first started out the Pharma.aero back in 2016 or so, right? We were talking about, you know, our mission is to ensure effective, reliable, quality air transportations of pharmaceuticals. But I think very soon we have to add in the word sustainability. And sustainability is something that it should be the bread and butter in each and every of the projects. And I look forward, you know, to actually working with Water and the rest of the members to champion sustainability in our future projects.
With this, I would like to thank both of you. Thank you, Walter. Thank you, JC, for the great insights, but also for supporting initiatives that we as Pharma.aero launch. And without support and without being part of initiatives, we are an empty box. And thank you for filling our box and giving these great insights during the podcast. And with this, I would also like to thank our listeners for listening to the Pharma.aero podcast. My name is Frank van Gelder, Secretary General of Pharma.aero. Till the next time.
Insights, a podcast by Pharma.aero.